A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 16, verses 29 to 33. Jesus' disciples said, "Now you are speaking plainly and not using metaphors. Now we see that you know everything and do not have to wait for questions to be put into words. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe it? Listen, the time will come, in fact, it has come already, when you will be scattered, each going their own way and leaving me alone. And yet, I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you all this so that you may find peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but be brave. I have conquered the world." This is the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the most privileged ministries over the years for me as a Dominican sister has been with others on team preaching retreats. And one of the responses that always seems to happen is that invariably someone will say to me, "Oh, I just loved what you said about whatever the topic is." Now, most times in my heart I'm thinking, I'm quite sure that it was not me who uttered those pearls of wisdom. I think it was someone else on the team. However, that is not what matters. What matters is that the Spirit has spoken through one of us into the heart of the listener. I believe it is like this in the heart of the Trinity, whether it is God or Jesus or the Spirit who inspires us, moves us to do good. The glory and praise belong to the one and three, the three in one. After all, Jesus is constantly reminding us that he and the Father are one, never alone. And the Father will send us the Advocate, the Spirit, so we will never be alone. And then how often do we have the experience, perhaps, of wanting to thank someone for a gift, only to be told, oh no, thank my mother. Or thank so-and-so, or my neighbour, or the boss. That was her idea, or he initiated that. And so it goes. We too can act as one if we don't need to take the credit for the outcome. I just love the farewell discourse of Jesus given to us in St. John's Gospel, the farewell discourse that we've been reading since Easter. It's right through to the Ascension, then to Pentecost, and then to Trinity. Beautiful feasts. From chapter 14 through to chapter 18. If you can read it through as a whole, notice how often Jesus refers to his relationship with the Father and vice versa, and how often he speaks of the Spirit. They are one, never alone. "Do you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? To have seen me is to have seen the Father. The words I say to you, I do not speak as from myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work." How often does Jesus remind us that he will not leave us orphans? Because he will ask the Father, who will send us the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth, to be with us forever. The Spirit will teach us all that has been learnt from the Father. So, in other words, I think Jesus is telling us that what is experienced and enjoyed in the Trinity is also available for us, the followers of Jesus. For a long time, Jesus needed to speak to his disciples in metaphors because they could not grasp the mystery of Jesus' life with God, understandably. And Jesus, yes, spoke in metaphors. Yet once they came to believe that Jesus came from God, they were able to say, "Oh, so now you are speaking plainly and not using metaphors. You do not have to wait for questions put into words. Now we believe you came from God." Do they? Just when they think they have got it, this great mystery, Jesus tells them they are going to be scattered and leave him alone. Now wait for the paradox. He is not alone, because the Father is with him. Well, I think this could be seen as quite tantalizing if they, or if we, relying on human understanding. And yet, as we know, with the coming of the Spirit, they are given a new wisdom. We are given a new wisdom, a new understanding which helps them and us to see truly that we are never alone, never orphans, as the Spirit is with us, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the three in one, the one in three. And we are invited into this deep and intimate relationship where we will know at a deep level, may not feel it, but our faith will tell us that we are never alone. What an amazing comfort, what an amazing gift the risen Christ offers us these days as we listen to the Word of God, constant reminders that we are not orphans, unless, of course, we choose to orphan ourselves and not be grounded in God, not be grounded in Jesus, not be grounded in the Spirit. We can actually separate ourselves out and be orphans. However, the invitation is to remain in God's love, to be as one. What a gift.